But he does it in a way, though, still, you know, but there's, you would be horrified at, like, how much of a study I have made of Big Fatty, but the way in which that routine he has seems to set up, in a way, a very positive framework, like that sort of concentration on particular things, and the community seems to create a very positive, you know, container.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online!
You would be horrified at, like, how much of a study I have made of Big Fatty.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 4708. BFO for Tuesday the 24th of February. 2026, y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, I'm gonna try to tell you about the weekend. Big Fatty, stay on track. Hello, out of routinas, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you're out of routinas today because, y'all, that's what Big Fatty is. Y'all, because of the ankle sprain. Y'all have been out of my routine. I've not been doing the nipple walk, and y'all, it's just not right. It's no Big Fatty, and the scale is showing. Well, y'all, it does tell me that it does keep the tonnage off when you do the nipple walk, and doesn't do a good job when you don't do the nipple walk. Yes, Big Fatty, Fatty McFat Fat. But anyway, y'all, to me, it's better. I'm better off getting the ankle better. Now, so I can just ham it up out there in Lost Wages. Big Fatty, you hadn't told anybody about that. Well, according to the Haunt Cub, well, you know, y'all, I'm going to Lost Wages, and I'm going to tell you what we're going to do soon. But y'all, before we do that, let's do this.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
See y'all today, the 24th of February. Y'all, we have not one, not two, not three, not four, but five celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first, haven't ever met this person face to face, but y'all, a big contributor here. Y'all, I get worried sick about her. She's exactly 1 week younger or older than her cousin, Kathy. Y'all, it's none other than the one and only Patty. Patty Bacon. Ole, Big Patty. We love Patty. Patty Bacon. We do indeed. And y'all, then, I'll say the next three, I've met at a Pride 48, out there in Lost Wages. Y'all, the first one is the sister of everybody's favorite root vegetable. Yes, Big Fatty, the turnip head. Yes, it is none other than the one and only radish head. Big Fatty, we love the radish head. We do. A little spicy, you know, radish. And y'all, the second, y'all also met him. Y'all, he's very quiet. He's down there in the Alabama with a banjo on his knee. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than the one and only Dr. P. Big Fatty, we love Dr. P. And he's on the hand map. And then the other person I met at a Pride 48 was, y'all, you heard him at the beginning of today's little show. Y'all, a voice we hadn't heard in ages. Y'all, he used to be the co-host of the Howdy Do Pancakes. Y'all, I'm talking about the one and only Calvin. Big Fatty, we love Calvin. And y'all, finally, I think this person is a friend of Trucker Alex. And I may be wrong about that, but y'all, it is none other than the one and only Kiko Lombardi. Big Betty, I love the Lombardi Trophy. Yes, that too. So y'all, if you see Patty Bacon, or Radish Head, or Dr. P, or Calvin, or Kiko Lombardi, wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope they all get a big old piece of cake. Yes. See, y'all got so sidetracked yesterday with the finishing up the book club. Y'all, I barely touched the weekend. One thing that I even forgot on Friday, I got up Friday morning, and y'all, before I did my nipple walk, y'all, I went and got my hairs cut. Y'all, my favorite barber was there, and y'all, she does such a good job. Yes, Big Fatty. And so that always puts Big Fatty in a good mood. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, Friday evening, we had at Fatty's, Durwood and Granny and the Nip. Y'all, what did we have? We had a Caesar salad. And y'all, I fried up some fresh pancetta to go on top of it. Y'all, it's delicious. It was just lovely and delicious. And we also had barbecue ribs. I cut them into pieces with about three or four ribs on each mini rack, we'll call them. And cooked them on low in the oven, and then I was going to move them to the grill, to the charcoal grill. Yes, Big Fatty, grilling it up with Big Fatty. And y'all, also, we were having the grilled vegetables. I cut up a couple of onions, and I had bought the red, yellow, and orange pepper rings. And a couple of things of sliced mushrooms. And y'all, I put them in a big old bag and poured in a a container of the Lowry's lemon pepper marinade. And y'all, that just marinated all day long. And I eventually put all that stuff on the grill and got it all ready. Y'all, we had scalloped potatoes along with that. And y'all, I had some of those Sister Schubert rolls. But these had a brown sugar honey butter or something like that. Glazed that you put on them, and y'all, and then for dessert, we had sugar and lactose-free Jell-O chocolate pudding. Oh, Big Fatty, the old people love pudding, and the whipped cream squirt out of the can. And y'all, it was lovely. It was just lovely. Everybody seemed to enjoy it. Y'all, nobody was eating the rolls. And Granny finished his meal, and then he decided he was going to have one. And then he had three more after that. So he must have liked the rolls. I sent him home with quite a few of them. And anyway, y'all, after they all left on a right. Slept like a baby. Got up on Saturday morning, had my breakfast. Y'all have finished up the sausage balls on Saturday morning. No, I didn't. I had some of those honey butter rolls as biscuit toast. I had that, and I had some Bafrin to go along with that. Sunday, I had the last of the sausage balls. Yes, Big Fanny, speaking of that, how is it? How is Mrs. La 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 Lauren? Well, you know, I'm still awaiting a call from her. Big Fanny, you know how it is. They get the sash and then they just, it's okay. You and Squeaky Squeaky just go over there. I'll handle this. Hello.
Good morning, Big Fatty. It's the number one fan. Oh my god, I'm so honored. I'm accepting my crown, or my crowning, as you had said, or crowing, as you had said on the Blue Sky or whatever it's called. Anyway, I was just listening to your little shoe. And you said that you fell, and oh my god. You know, you and my mom are the same age. You're like within a month of one another. And she falls all the time. And man, it worries me, you know? And my mom and my dad have the Apple clock on their wrist, and I insist they keep it charged up and ready to go. I got a funny story about that. You know, I'm making a beef stew right now, and it's just about done. It smells delicious. Anyway, yeah, so my dad likes to work in the garden, and he, was working on a bush one day, and he was trying to like take the weeds out from underneath the bush. So he was laying down quite a bit and on a ladder, and then, you know, getting off a ladder and then going under the bush and then laying down. And his Apple Watch said, Oh, do you want me to call the emergency line? Because they thought that he collapsed, or the watch thought he collapsed. And ever since he told me that, I was like, all right, well, keep it charged up just in case you do collapse. And so, yeah, that's my peace of mind. There's a lot going on, you know, with Aaron's family. His mom is in poor health, and I'm facing a lot of stressors here, but trying to keep my head up and trying to stay positive. And sometimes it's just hard to be happy and talk, but I really wanted to give you a little voice letter to say hi. Hi, Poodle, hi.
Big Fatty, who was that?
Yeah, I don't know. It was like 60 degrees last week for like 3 days in a row. It was crazy. Everyone here was wearing t-shirts. Everyone was happy. I saw Doinger shorts at one point. And then today it's back to 30, and it was like snowing, and it's freezing cold, and there's like freezing rain. So we're back into the thick of it. But yeah, that's about it. I don't really have much else to report. I did think about Archer the other day, because I heard the sandhill crane migration overhead, and that is if you've ever heard it, it's an unmistakable sound. It's a really nice sound. Yeah, that's it. I think I'll call into the LFC and give you guys some content. I feel like you need it. Gosh, I thought I had something else to say to you, but I don't remember. So I'm just going to cut this off. What do we got? 3 minutes of content. There you go. Find another number one fan who leaves rambling voice messages. Oh, ramble redhead. Too soon. Okay. Well, yeah, I'm going to go, and it's my Friday, and I'm all by myself making my beef stew. But yeah, that's about it. Okay. Bye.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that of course is Mrs. La 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 Lauren, the number one fan of the BFO for 2026. Yes, Big Fatty, it's like you mention her name and she appears. Well, it's almost like a magic wand or something. Yes, Big Fatty, whatever. Like those donga shorts, they have a magic wand. Well, anyway. Saturday, I think I mentioned earlier, I got up and started on my nipple walk and decided I don't think I should be doing this. And I came back, went to the CVS and got me a compression ankle, it's kind of like a sock. but it's the heel is cut out, and it just kind of add support to your ankle and all that kind of stuff. And got me an ice pack. And then I was telling my brother about the fall and all. He says, oh, you get you a bag of frozen peas. I think peas are vile. But I did have some cone. And, y'all, I could have used that. And, in fact, I did use that, because the ice pack thing that I got wasn't very...
wasn't very good. Y'all, I got some. It wasn't an Ace bandage. I think I mentioned it was an Ace bandage, but y'all, it was. It was like that tape they use if you go and go to the vampire and they put the little gauze on there, and then they wrap that kind of sticky. It sticks to itself, kind of gauze, sticky gauze on. It was a roll of that. And anyway, I just spent a lot of the afternoon catching up on things on the TV machine, the Olympics and all. And y'all had some leftover barbecue ribs for my supper, and y'all, and y'all just, I was a lady of leisure, if you will, and let's see, what else, y'all got up on Sunday morning, that's when I had the last of the sausage balls, and again, I just, you know, piddled around here until noon. Well, it was about 11 a.m. in the morning. And I got my shirt, and because at noon, the Nep and Derwood and I, we were off to the Best of Broadway performance. Y'all, it was And Juliet, and y'all, it was really, really good. Even the Nep liked it, which Big Fatty, I didn't think he liked anything. But y'all, there was some very cute Menzies in this performance, and y'all, it was very clever, and y'all, it was just wonderful, and they all came out to at the end of the show to take their bows. And, you know, they start off with the dancers and the secondary players, the chorus, if you will. And then they go, you know, there's generally a couple of different levels of performances that come out. And then the star who played Anne Juliet, she came out and took a bow, and y'all, all the lights went off. And a guy ran out from backstage and says, we've had a power outage. And y'all, we didn't know if that was part of the show or what. And y'all, on reflection, the fire curtain came down, which is it's a metal curtain that protects the house from the backstage area in case there's a fire. And evidently it comes down when the power goes out. We didn't get to applaud everybody as a group, and we didn't get to applaud the musicians. So, anyway, y'all came home, recorded the LFC, watched the Shirkstriminuts and the closing ceremonies of the Olympics, and y'all, that pretty much was the weekend. Yes, Big Freddy! Oh, Nick, I see y'all. I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, too, I say, Tuesday. Y'all, don't forget, it is still So-So Question Month until midnight on Saturday night. Y'all, get your So-So questions in to win Miss Kathy Marshall's totally mediocre prize. Y'all, I've got... I'm a little backed up on so-so questions. Big Fatty, it's okay. Y'all, I usually don't finish reading them all until sometime in March. Yes, Big Fatty. But get them in, because, you know, Big Fatty. Yes, Big Fatty, you need content. I do. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the birthday boy, Cats Calvin. And, y'all, Calvin is one of the few people who have ever met face-to-face, Miss Kim Beaver. And Calvin... anybody else that you'd like to know about?
You would be horrified at like how much of a study I have made of Big Fatty.
Oh! You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle. Yeah! Yes.
The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.